I was alive, I maintained many different identities. Lover, wife, and ultimately victim. Yes, labels are important to the living. They dictate how people see themselves. Like my friend, Lynette. She used to see herself as a career woman, and a hugely successful one at that. She was known for her power lunches, her eye-catching presentations, and her ruthlessness in wiping out the competition. But Lynette gave up her career to assume a new label, the incredibly satisfying role of full-time mother.
Scava resident? Yes, this is me.
But unfortunately for Lynette, this new label frequently fell short of what was advertised.
How in the world did they...
I left the door to the art supply cupboard open for 5 minutes. That's all.
5 minutes? The little girl, why didn't she say anything?
Your boys were quickly.
Well... Obviously, they will be punished for this severely.
I hesitate bringing this up, since you got so ugly about it last time.
They don't have attention deficit disorder, and I'm not going to drug my boys just to make your job easier. I'd rather change teachers.
The boys are in my class because I'm the only teacher who can handle them.
What if we separate the twins? Put them in different classes. They're much calmer when they're not bouncing off one another.
We can try that. But if it doesn't work, we may no longer be able to accommodate them.
It suddenly occurred to Lynette. Her label was about to change yet again. And for the next few years, she would be known as the mother of the boys who painted Tiffany Axelrod blue.